1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show, and it's time for a recap of last night's debate between George Bush and Al Gore. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County joining us from his office here in Los Angeles. And Larry, good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Phil.
What did you think?
I tell you, I was very excited. A lot of us were around watching the debate last night. We naturally knocked off early from work, and I think we saw George W. Bush hit it out of the park. And are we hearing about it? Of course we're not. We saw George W. Bush put on a display of debating skill, an ability to turn a phrase, an ability to do so many wonderful things. Are we hearing about it? What's that sound you hear, Phil?
Don't hear. I hear your phone's a little scratchy.
You hear my scratchy phone, but you don't hear anything else. And I think he knocked the ball out of the park.
You think that Bush won?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt, Phil. First of all, if you've got eyes in your head, you've got ears, you know that he knocked it out of the park last night. And once again, the mainstream media wants to bury it. They can't give George Bush credit, even when he obviously throttled Al Gore with that smirking face, and no one wants to give him credit. You know, it's just to me.
Give me some areas where you think that he won.
Well, I mean, he scored big with this, a lot of different lines. As a matter of fact, last night, George Bush put on the map a phrase that is going to be right up there with "Where's the beef?" Is that your final answer? All of these great lines you're talking about.
Yeah, they're kind of catchphrases in the culture.
Right, and he came up with one last night, fuzzy math. And I my jaw hit the floor. He said, "Now there goes your fuzzy math." And I heard that, and I knew that is right up there with "power to the people." Where's the beef? Fuzzy math. And
So in other words, you thought his sense of humor.
I thought everything he did, he buried Gore with that fuzzy math crack, because Gore at that point was saying a whole lot of stuff about nothing. And along comes George W. Bush. It's your fuzzy math, huh? It was genius, one of those great phrases. It's something that could go down in the popular lexicon, but nobody wants to recognize this performance, Phil, and that's what I want to talk to you about today.
Okay, so we saw George W. Bush give, in your opinion, a great performance last night, and a press corps that doesn't want to recognize... excuse me, a press corps that doesn't want to recognize it?
Absolutely, Phil. Nobody wants to recognize George Bush's performance because no member of the media wants to give Bush credit for being a much better writer than these guys could ever hope to be. These are national catchphrases. Another one last night had me stunned. Not only did he invent the Internet, he must have invented the calculator, and I think you recall that one.
Yes, I do. By that point, I was listening to it on the radio. So he said to Gore, not only did you invent the Internet...
I think you invented the calculator. That I was on the floor. And it was so brilliantly timed, it was so brilliantly turned, the phrase itself was so cogent and so to the point, I just thought it was marvelous. And again, he sliced Gore up with that one. And Gore was on the floor bleeding like a stuck pig. But do you think the liberal media in this country would give George W. Bush any credit? Do you think the liberal media in this country would give a man his due? No, because they are so desperately afraid that George Bush is going to become president of the United States, and that means that they don't have their buddy Al Gore there. It's the liberal media all over again.
All right, we're talking with Larry Grover. He is with Conservatives of Kern County, and we're doing a little bit of a postmortem on the debate last night. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Larry, you're the only guy who has said that anybody, not let alone George Bush or Al Gore, just anybody, won that debate convincingly.
I'm aware of that, because the reason why they said they can't very well say that Gore did it, because he didn't. They don't want to say that Bush did it, because they can't stand the fact that another Bush is going to get in the White House. They can't stand the fact that there's a good, decent American family that's going to re-inhabit the White House. They hate themselves for... You know, and these national catchphrases, Jim Lehrer, Phil, by the way, allowed Al Gore to say what he wanted.
That's why I wanted to ask you about that. How do you think Jim Lehrer did as the... because some people said that Jim Lehrer allowed Al Gore to roll right over him.
Well, absolutely. He allowed Al Gore to say what he wanted, whatever he wanted, because he's got some...
come on.
Well, I mean, I don't understand what it is. They got a sick, erotic deal, and so you have this jealous press that doesn't want anyone to know about how funny George Bush is. You got Jim Lehrer with his sick attraction to Al Gore. You put them all together, and you've got another liberal media gangbang on a great man. And I will tell you this, Phil, last night, George Bush was dragged into the back seat of a limousine last night and was repeatedly sodomized by the liberal media, yet he still won that debate. And that's how tough a guy he is, that he can be pulled into by the hair into a men's room stall and gang raped by the liberal media. And he...
Okay, all right. Hold on.
Well, you know what I'm...
All right, hold on. You're talking in some kind of superlatives here, some hyperboles. That you're saying that he was pulled into the back of a... You're saying this figuratively.
Yeah, I'm saying figuratively, George Bush was gang-raped, and yet he got back up, and he won that debate. Cokie Roberts with a strap on. I don't care what you want to say.
Okay. Let me give our number. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Larry Grover about how well...
George Bush.
George Bush did in the debates last night, even though nobody made this guy a convincing winner at all. Now, I'm looking at a poll here.
You can't look at these polls.
Well, hold on for just a minute. I'm not going to say that they are the end-all, be-all, but I'll just say this is a ABC News snapshot poll. Who won the debate? 42% said Gore. 39% said...
Yeah, that's the liberal media.
No, but this is a poll of voters, okay?
It doesn't matter. The American people, when push comes to shove, never really go the way that they think they should. They always follow the liberal media because they spend a lot of their time attracted to these guys.
I'm saying these people voted this way because this...
I understand what you say. I'm saying they never do. They do what Peter Jennings wants them to do. They do what that Ted Koppel wants them to do. So
the people that they talked to last night didn't vote for Bush because they did what Peter Jennings wanted.
That's right.
All right, well, it says 42% to 39%. It also says 45% before the debate, 45% after. Who won among younger voters? It was Gore. Among middle-age voters, it was Bush. And among the elderly, it was Gore again.
Right, and none of that stuff that makes any difference. It's all lies. It's all a liberal gangbang on a decent man.
Okay, I need to ask you to do something.
What?
I need to ask you to stop using that phrase, okay?
What?
Stop with the liberal gangbang, okay?
Well, Phil, you have to recognize, and your listeners have to recognize, that George W. Bush had his face pushed down in the mud last night and his pants pulled down around his ankles, and he still came back and won that debate. That's...
All right, he was ganged up on.
Yes, he was.
By the liberal media.
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. If you get him to back off of some of that phrasing, I would really appreciate it. Had his face pushed into the mud and his pants pulled down around his ankles. We're talking about the debate last night. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. Our post debate analysis continues with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Larry is a conservative Republican, and with yours truly, Phil Hendry. I guess it doesn't make any difference. I say that I'm a liberal Democrat.
Well, Phil, that's obvious, and I respect you as a colleague, but I don't think you'd have the position that you have if you weren't.
That's funny that you would say that. You know, there are a lot of conservative talk show hosts out there.
I understand that, but with the you got a nationally syndicated radio broadcast, and when push comes to shove, when it comes time for the liberals to get in line, I think you guys get all the breaks. For a conservative...
No, that's not true. Rush Limbaugh is conservative. Mike Reagan is conservative.
You know how far I got to bend over and spread just to get on a...
Okay, a lot of your terminology I don't appreciate, all right? It may be difficult for a conservative to get a talk show host. I don't know, all right?
Well, I'm just saying that this is what happened last night to George Bush, and he survived it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, you think he won?
Oh, I think he won with flying colors.
Even though, as you put it, he was gang-raped by the liberal media.
Yes, yes. you don't like me using the term, but I swear to you, he was raped and thrown from the car and still got up to walk home, and I think he should be proud.
All right, here's San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
I would just submit to your caller that they are not catchphrases, and they won't be remembered, and they won't influence voters at all.
Well, you're kidding, right? I mean...
Well, let me say this. If they're remembered at all, sir, I would submit to you that they'll be remembered in the same light as Read My Lips, No New Taxes.
Fuzzy math, I think, really stopped Gore. You don't think that stopped him in his tracks?
Absolutely not.
Well, oh boy. And let me guess, you're a Democrat.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, there we go. Look out below.
Okay, so she's a Democrat.
Well, what do you think she's going to say, Phil?
I don't think they're that heavyweight either.
And you're a Democrat as well. So you see, you guys know that George Bush came out of that thing with flying colors, even though he got pushed out in the mud, had his pants pulled.
I got that already, okay? I understand that.
And do you believe that because of what he said or because you're a Republican?
I believe that, no, it's not because, folks, here's another Democrat bending over for Bush. I will tell you that I believe George Bush did this spectacular job because he was up against a master debater and he was able to win.
All right, man, thanks for your call. Tampa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, guys, I just want to let you know that I'm a lifelong Democrat, too, and I think that Al Gore's the one that hit it out of the park.
You're a lifelong Democrat? What else are you going to say?
Well, you know, I think, you know, you must have seen a different debate than what I saw last night. I mean, if it would have been a heavyweight wrestling match, Albert Gore would have body slammed him, dropped the big elbow on him, and pinned him 1, 2, 3.
You're telling me that he didn't the fuzzy math thing. And then he stopped him cold in his tracks with, you invented the Internet, you invented the calculator. Made him look like an idiot.
Well, just because Al Gore can't lie like President Clinton doesn't mean that he's not man for the job.
How about that gang rape they pulled on Bush with that...
Will you stop that?
Well, I really think...
Just stop it, okay?
Well, you know...
What about that?
Well, they did kind of put it to him, but I think George Bush kind of had it coming.
Well, had it coming. Well, no, you know, man has that coming.
You know, being daddy's little boy, you know, I mean, he, you know.
Because he's got a father who has influence doesn't mean he has to have his shorts pulled down around his ankles, have him bent up.
I got it already. I don't want that imagery anymore. It's disturbing. It bothers me. Do you understand?
No, I don't understand. I can tell you right now that Bush won that debate. And you must have been seeing a different debate than the one that I was looking. What channel were you watching?
Well, you know, at least when
What channel? Are you sure you weren't watching wrestling?
Hey,
what channel were you on?
At least when
Because the one that I saw, he kicked ass.
Well, you know...
Okay, I'm all done with you.
Just let the guy say something, yeah?
Well, at least when they gang raped him, they lubed up. Come on.
Who did?
They gave him a break, the media.
All right, 1-800-449...
Liberals don't even own a jar of Vaseline, so...
Okay. Russell, Kansas, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that upset me the most was Gore's little pouts and sighs and stuff.
How about that? When he said the whole thing about fuzzy math.
Yeah,
is that great?
That is not a very mature man right there. I'm also a registered Democrat.
Are you talking about me? Who are you talking, sir?
What?
What do you mean a mature man?
Gore's not a mature man, pouting like that and sighing. And
yeah, but how about that fuzzy math line?
I, unbelievable.
You like that?
But he's not. The Democrats that
he doesn't hear what you're saying.
How about that calculator thing? You didn't invent the Internet. You invented a calculator.
Right.
You like that?
No, I thought that was kind of immature too. Both of them pouted like little kids. They weren't very. Impressive
as
leaders to this country.
How about that fuzzy math?
We got the fuzzy math. All right, thank you, sir. That's great. That's brilliant. Here is Carlisle, Pennsylvania on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
When you talk about the...
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that, I said, I agree that Al Gore was not as mature as he should have been in some of the things that he said.
Don't you think that George Bush came up out of that gang rape looking really...
Would you please...
See, I don't know why you give people like this airtime.
I don't know
this
what the point is.
I mean,
no,
he's as bad as George Bush. He keeps repeating the same idiotic
thing right.
over and over and
See,
over.
See, what we're talking about here, Larry, is the fact that this man kept repeating a phrase.
It was a very effective phrase and a very effective use of the... you didn't only invent the Internet, you invented the calculator.
Hey, we need a leader. Yeah. We don't need a comedian in the office.
No,
right?
I'm saying that the
Now, listen,
guy
when it comes down to the hard, hard issues,
ma'am,
he did not answer the questions.
You seem to be saying to me that George Bush, that we should ignore the fact that George Bush was parked on a hard rod like a kielbasa. And
why do you keep coming up with that imagery of him being...
Give me something of substance here, because you keep saying the same thing.
That he was gang raped?
We got it!
Who cares? You know,
man,
like I said,
George Bush's wife cares.
Al Gore answered the questions. Bush avoided them. Bush avoided them. Totally. That's all he could say.
Wow.
Like I said, his skills as far as a leader.
But don't you think a man ought to be allowed some credit when he's able to crawl out of a restroom where five guys took him into a stall?
This conversation is
don't
going
you think
nowhere
a man
because
should be
you
allowed
have
that credit.
Nothing to say
I just said,
of substance.
I told you I thought the man won the debate. And he won it even though he'd been dragged by the hair into a restroom stall.
Phil, I'm sorry you couldn't get a better person for me
I got
to
a
speak
guy
with.
Who is, you know...
Well, you know what, lady? I'm a lifelong Republican, so...
Okay. 1-800...
So that's good enough.
Yeah, that's fine. 1-800-449-8686, Richmond on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
All right. All I can say is that your consultant or whatever he is.
We have Larry Grover from up.
I'm with conservatives of Kern County, sir. I'm a longtime Republican.
I didn't think conservatives took LSD, but you certainly sure must have had a hit on it last night.
Let me ask you a question. Because
okay,
I support George, if I support George Bush, suddenly I'm an acid head.
No. It's by what you're saying. What you're saying indicates that you must be an acid head.
What am I saying that is so...
Well, I will tell you what you're saying. You're saying that George Bush was gang raped. Well, poor choice of words. You're overstating anything. You obviously are emotional. You don't have the ability to come up with reasoned thought.
Look, let me jump in here and just say that I realize, Larry, that you're probably trying to say that George Bush was beaten up pretty bad by an impartial moderator. And
beaten up, he won that debate even though he had blood running down the inside of his legs. And
but everything you're saying has to do with a gang rape, okay?
Well, that's how I feel. And
well, that's right. That's how you feel, but you're not speaking from intelligence. You're speaking from emotion.
Yes.
Well, I feel very bad that George Bush, even though he went in there and took the measure of Al Gore and took every inch of Al Gore, he's not going to be given any credit.
I will say this for America.
By liberal media.
I'll say this for America. I'm glad that people like you are given airtime, but I'm sorry that people like you are allowed to vote.
You called me an acid head. I want to know what that's based in.
Based on what you're saying. Based on everything I've heard from you.
So
you obviously did not see the debate.
Sir, I watched
it. Or if you did, you were in delusion.
Sir, I watched it. Well, I guess you're
you watched it. Well, then why didn't you see it?
I guess you're going to tell me you may have
been standing in front of a TV, but you nothing. Evidently, you don't have the ability to take this in.
What's so funny?
Well, no, I'm laughing what the gentleman's saying because he said you were standing in front of a TV set. And
I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you were so spaced out, and then now you're trying to relate what you thought you saw.
Let me ask Mr. Henry, who's the host of the program, a question. Are you stacking calls? Because it makes me feel violated, and I feel as raped as George Bush should have felt last night.
I'm not stacking any calls, sir.
Well, I feel you aren't.
No, sir, I'm not. These are as the calls came in. This gentleman, I don't even know what political party this gentleman is with.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was voting for Ralph Nader.
He's voting for Ralph Nader. Okay, and...
I believe that you are attempting to violate me.
Me? Hey, listen.
Yes.
No.
Every caller is attempting to violate me.
Well, you're paranoid.
Yeah, he's paranoid is right. Sir, thank you for your call.
Okay.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, talking about the debate last night between Al Gore and George Bush. We also have with us Larry Grover, Conservatives of Kern County. Larry, I want you to tell the listening audience what you just said to me off the air, because I think it was probably the most intelligent thing you've said all night.
Well, thank you, Phil, for that left-handed compliment.
No, I don't mean that you haven't said anything intelligent, but I think that this is a very cogent...
Well, what I said was that when Al Gore came out of the wings for the debate last night, he had the look of a hungry, horny inmate just out of solitary, and George W. was just off the bus, bitch number one. And he had the...
Okay, that's not what you said to me. You said he looked predatory, okay?
Yes.
You didn't say anything about a horny inmate just out of solitary. God.
Well, he did. I mean, he...
All right, hold on for a minute. I asked him to repeat to me what he said, and that's not what he said. What he said was that he had a very predatory look, and I would agree with Larry, that Al Gore came out of the wings last night with the look of a man who was about to commit murder. I mean, he knew he was going to beat George Bush. He knew that he had the facts and the figures. He knew that he had a much better grasp of information. I'm not saying that he was right. I'm just saying that he had a better a grasp of what was going on. And he looked. And then the key that I think everybody missed, but maybe you didn't, Larry. I don't know if you saw this or not.
What?
When he came out and shook Bush's hand, he purposefully got real close to him, pulled him close to Gore.
Which is absolutely sexual.
Forget that. He pulled Bush close to him to accentuate the size difference between the two of them. Did you see that? George Bush is decidedly shorter than Al Gore. Gore pulled him close because people don't want to vote for a midget. And
you say it's they don't want to vote for a midget, but I do believe that there is something predatory and something having to do with some real rough jail sex.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Portland, hello.
Hello, this is Portland. Listen, where did you find this guy? I'm a conservative Republican.
Larry, a lot of...
Sir, I've been with the Republican Party for the last 25 years in Kern County, California.
Well, I'm sure you have, and as a fellow Republican,
yes,
I'm
sir.
A Republican, I've been in the Conservative Party. I don't represent anybody. I know probably hundreds of people who are conservative Republicans.
Well,
they don't talk the way you do.
I represent a significant portion of conservatives in the state of California.
Well, but you're representing me, and I don't appreciate the way you're talking to people on the radio about this debate.
I'm telling you that George Bush won.
Now, here's what I think.
Give me
an opportunity to say just a word here.
That's fine. I'm just telling you that George Bush won the debate last night. Are you going to disagree with that?
No, I think George Bush won the debate.
All right.
What's happening is the way you're representing yourself in conservatives, you're not doing us any good. Here's what I think. I think you're a shill, and I think this is good radio. I can't imagine a conservative Republican that would get
are you really a Republican, Larry?
You do,
Larry, are you Larry? Are you really a Republican?
Phil, yes, I have been for 25
Republican.
Years.
Okay, I'm asking Larry. Are you just on here trying to stir up stuff for the Democrats?
Phil, I am telling you what I saw last night. If this guy didn't see it, if you didn't see it,
I watched
fine.
Every single
when
minute
I
of it, and I agree with the fact that
George Bush won the debate despite
I agree
the fact
with that. That's
that
not
the
my problem, Larry. My
media,
problem is the way
the
you're conducting yourself on this radio
tried
show.
Tried to put a hose up his rear end.
Let me say it again. My problem is the way you're conducting yourself on this radio
show.
Well,
sir, you know, I may have
calling
a difference of style.
Republican.
I may have a difference of style with you.
No, I don't think it's a difference of style.
I think if you're standing up there
saying you're representing Republicans with your statements, listen, I think George Bush did a great job.
You're telling me he wasn't gang raped by the liberal media? Go ahead, tell me that he wasn't.
I'm going to tell you that he wasn't. I'm going to tell you.
Are you out of your
debate.
Mind?
I still think George Bush won.
I think the
statistics that you used, which showed 41% versus 39, are within the 3% margin of error. So it's basically a draw, even by the host standards.
Well, I haven't
resorted to being gang raped once in here to make my point.
No,
see,
but
there is a term called a syllogism. A syllogism is an
is that a
statement
sexual
of argument.
Term? No.
It's two premises, and if the premises are true, they're naturally, then the conclusion is true. If you would stick to argument logic and not sensational statements about being gang raped, you would make a better point.
You need to understand that what the fight that we're fighting is on the liberal media's battleground. It's not on our battleground, so this doesn't have anything to do. If you want to come out here and violate me the way George Bush violated, you're violating me like a jail inmate.
You and I are dominating this show. We're Republicans. This is our battleground.
You're treating me like a jail bitch. And I'm saying,
what is he doing to you? He's a fellow conservative.
I'm agreeing with your premise that Bush won the debate.
You're attempting to
control how you say it and represent the rest of us conservatives.
Let me get that word again. Syllogism. What is that?
It's a syllogism.
Well,
it's a perfect argument.
That's what you say.
All right,
it's a
sir.
Argument.
I thank
it's
you.
A legal term.
Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Zephyr Hills on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
how you doing, buddy?
A buffoon.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh,
you know,
no, I'm a Republican.
Here we go. Another Republican telling me how to be.
I would think Bush would want to disavow this guy.
Why would he want to? I am supporting the fact that he won, even though he had his ass cheeks spread.
Okay.
The way I see it is Bush did win, but not by a large margin or anything, on facts, not on phrases.
On
what he stands for.
No, on facts.
You are doing him an extreme disservice, but just by your language on the radio with all these people listening, you probably lost votes for him instead of gained
votes. I'd like to know what it is that I've said that is going to drive voters away from George Bush.
Your language.
Such as?
People get offended by words like bitch raped and gang raped and on the radio and those type of things.
Well,
and now you are actually representing him as one of his supporters.
You're making
and
George
are
Bush.
Saying, if this guy supports Bush with this idiot, then maybe I don't want to.
I have not stood.
You're doing a disservice to Bush by your actions on this station.
The only bad thing I said about George Bush was that he was coming on like jail bitch number one. But that's all.
That's enough.
What?
That is enough. And you said that Al Gore, when we were off the air, you said that Al Gore looked very predatory when he came out from the wings. I said, I agree with you. He did.
That's nothing wrong with that.
He looked like a man who was Al Gore looked very confident. He grabbed George Bush. He pulled him close with a handshake, I believe, to accentuate the size difference in the two men. I think
right.
that there's
nothing wrong with that.
But then you come on the air and you say that he came out like a horny jail inmate just out of solitary.
I think you got a problem with your sexuality or something if you have to use that kind of language to describe two men in a debate. You don't need that.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir, for your call.
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686.
Oh, gee, I'm a conservative Republican. Now everybody's telling me how I'm supposed to be.
Oh, grow up. Here's a mobile on the 210 freeway on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I am a Republican. I live in North L.A. County next to Kern County, and I don't appreciate this gentleman speaking for me.
Here we go. This is why we're going to lose in November, because nobody can stick with anybody. Nobody can hang together.
We can hang together, but you're not stalking for me.
Okay, I'm not talking for you.
Fine.
You don't think George Bush won the election? I don't think
he won the election.
Won the debate.
It hasn't been held yet.
Won the debate.
However, I do feel that
Phil,
he conducted himself
extremely well. You know, I'm going to tell you something. This is the truth.
Well.
I have not had sex in 3 years, and I want to thank you for having me on the show, because the violation that I'm getting from your callers is the most sex I've had in years, even though it's rough, even though it's non-lubricated.
Okay. That's all we need.
That really is all we need. Obviously,
you know,
the gentleman needs some relief.
He needs a mental, some kind of a psychiatric, intervention.
That would help.
Of some kind.
I'm not sure that any psychiatric doctor would like to take him on.
Okay, thank you very much. Is that it? I think that's it. Rough jail sex. 1-800-449. So Al Gore came out of the wings last night with the look of a horny inmate just out of solitary. See, everything with this guy, that's the road it went down. Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you my analysis. I guess I already did, but I'll give it to you anyway. The fact is that the guy came out of there, with the afterburners on, and he went right after Bush. Now, he's got a great grasp of information. He has a great grasp of facts. They're really at his fingertips. Bush is not an experienced debater. Gore was. And Gore knew it, and Gore came out of there really confident. And the thing that bugged me as a Democrat is that Al Gore was smirking a little too much for me. And he was sort of, putting on a face. Okay.
So now you're violating yourself.
I beg your pardon?
Now you are self-violating. You like Al Gore.
Oh, shut up. I'm self-violating. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Can I call you Dutch? Because
no, you can call me Mr. Kuipers.
Mr. Kuipers? All
yes.
Right, sir, Mr. Kuipers. There was a wonderful film once called Mr. Peepers. Do you remember that
Yeah,
deal?
Well.
Okay, that was a good deal.
For the same reason
all
I
right.
call you Mr. Wheeler.
Well, you're very kind. You're very kind,
I'm not
sir.
Sure you earned it.
You're very kind, sir. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
would say
you should
this.
Be.
When you're standing at a drinking fountain and someone crabs your underwear
sure,
halfway up your rear end.
Kids do that to
okay.
each other.
You're going to pull a gun, too, okay? Now, you sound very
kids,
angry.
Kids do that to each other.
Kid, look at it. Wedgie is not the reason to pick up a
exactly.
gun and shoot someone.
Yeah, all right,
exactly.
Again, neither one of you gentlemen have had a wedgie. So, can you speak to that?
Well, I don't
oh,
have
absolutely.
To have a...
I have had them, and you apparently have had them. Kids do that to each other. Boys are boys, girls are
you
girls.
You got a wedgie
and
in
the
Holland?
The point is there,
there's
the point
about that
is
that
you have a
nuts.
Responsibility in life to live a life honorable to other people. Whether you get tricked into a wedgie, those things happen.
Well,
and
but
if you
I,
cannot
I'm having
deal
a very
it,
hard time believing.
How dare you be a family counselor?
Well, sir, I'm a family counselor.
What a waste of an honorary title.
Well,
how
I will tell you, well, sir, if I could just have a word. I find it very difficult to believe that you come from Amsterdam and you got a wedgie. Are you from...
I'm a very good conservative individual from Amsterdam. I can talk to you in Dutch if you like.
But well,
you
would, but
you
you're telling me that somewhere
that
in Amsterdam, kids are giving each other wedgies.
Well, you forget about this guy's having a hard time believing that kids in Amsterdam get wedgies. So what?
I just it's tough. Wow.
Yeah, but Phil,
boy, that
Phil,
blows
his education
me away.
Doesn't go further than his sex organs, and I start to wonder if he has any because the
right,
man
that
has the balls
okay,
to
right,
stand up for right and wrong.
Right there, that hurts. What you just
oh,
said there.
Right,
so you're calling
and
me?
More to you.
You think
because,
I got it?
Sir, what you're doing is wrong. It is promoting antisocial behavior, and I dare say, as a foreigner, I speak for the majority of the entire audience right now.
Well,
you should be ashamed of yourself
okay.
and take your book and burn it, because it wouldn't even be worth my message
right.
to do it.
Okay, you bet. I got you.
Wait a minute. He just said that he wants to burn your book.
You bet.
That's all you got to say? You bet?
I'm not, he's entitled.
You better believe it, because
right.
this book is not even worth the paper it's printed on, man.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? Yes, sir, you got it.
Oh, he doesn't know anything else to say. He ought to be ashamed of himself. By God, I hope he is.
Where can I get your book?
Well, Phil, you can pick up the book at, strangely enough, a place called Peeper's Books.
Phil, don't waste
Klieger's
your money
books.
On it because it's a waste of money.
I'm going to buy it and I'm going to burn it. What do you think of that?
You bet.
You bet.
But even, Phil,
that's right.
He gets his 15 cents commission of it.
Yeah.
Don't even bother to do that.
Well, that's true. You will get your commission.
Oh, you know something? Oh, that, enough
whatever,
of that commission,
whatever,
that couldn't...
from this nonsense.
That's not a finger's worth of Vaseline, the commission I get off of that book. You should be...
Oh, man.
Phil, here he goes again.
There he goes.
His entire mindset doesn't go further than a sexual gratification.
Absolutely.
I have never heard anything this... Well, yeah, I've heard sick people before, but this is ridiculous.
You, sir, I think are contributing to the atmosphere, Mr. Wheeler, and you're a family counselor, an atmosphere of violence, sir, that is...
No, I'm trying to keep violence from happening by quoting the Bible.
No,
I quoted the Bible to this guy.
What
Look
an idiot.
I've seldom heard anybody
less, more undereducated than this individual, and he dares call himself as a family counselor?
Okay, well, I'm going to say it again, and I know both of you guys don't understand, but you find me in the Bible where anybody got a wedgie, and...
What
I'll
difference does it make?
No, the Bible says that you forgive
right
your enemies, sir.
You know
the
something?
The Bible simply says that the privilege of life is that you
yes.
honor one another.
And I will say this to you,
yourself.
Mr. Wheeler,
now,
you're trying to con me, and you got to get up pretty early in the morning to put one past a Hendry.
What time?
Oh, about half past. What do you mean, what time?
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
So, and the thing about that from the other day was, you know, I join with Dean Wheeler, at least in querying. It's kind of funny to know that kids in Holland are giving each other wedgies, and that guy, who is well into his 40s, had one. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We'll next hour be back with some more fun. We also have a baseball game today, but I did kind of want to... Didn't you see in that debate last night, that sort of predatory look that Gore had on his face as he was coming out? Because I didn't see the beginning of the debate. I saw this on a replay on C-SPAN. As he was coming out, he had the look on his face. It was either lust or, you know, he was focused right on Bush. It almost looked like he was hot for him, or so the look on his face. A marionette. And he comes out, and he had kind of a hot, but it was very predatory. And he comes out, and he holds on to Bush's arm. And Bush was really intimidated by that. Didn't like it. Didn't want to shake that guy's hand for much longer than he had to. Certainly did not want to be pulled, because what you saw what Gore did, he grabbed Bush's hand, he pulled Bush's arm close to him so that the audience and the people in TV land could see that there's a, what do you figure, there's about a 4 or 5 inch difference in their height. So right away you got Gore, who's big, and there's Bush, who's, you know, kind of a shrimp. So Gore, everything he did was very calculated. Now, you add to that the fact that Gore is a pretty sharp, he's a master debater. Did I say debater? Yeah, he's a master debater. And he went out there and had all the facts and the figures at hand. He had an answer for everything. Yeah, Bush relied a little too much on the cutesy poo. You know, a lot of the stuff that Bush said fell flat. I don't say a lot of the stuff, but some of the crap, like that whole calculator line, phew, flat on his face with that. That fuzzy math thing, he hit that thing too hard. But when he started to really defend himself on the numbers in terms of taxes and in terms of the healthcare stuff, he was doing real fine. But, I mean, Gore, I mean, just kept on top. And then he was steamrolling that Jim Lehrer left and right. He controlled the whole show. And as a Democrat, I'm sitting there, I'm watching this, I'm going, yeah, this is pretty cool. But I started to feel kind of creepy because all of a sudden I realized Gore's a little too overconfident, man. He's got this look. And then he started doing stuff with his face like he was the host of a freaking game show. I'll tell you right now. He's swinging his head around, and he's kind of winking at you. And let me tell you something else. You know, he was feeling, man, he was there, baby. He was could do no wrong. He knew he was kicking rear end. He knew he had this guy right where he wanted him. You know, in a lot of ways, I can't disagree with Larry Grover. He had his prey circling the yard. He had that bitch right in his sights, if you'll excuse the language, and was ready to go in for the kill. And then he kind of blew it for me when he started acting too cocky and too overconfident. But I guess that's why they have more than one. There's going to be one next week. I guess there's two, three more, something like that. And tomorrow I think there's going to be a vice presidential debate. That one ought to be pretty good. Both those guys are pretty sharp. I thought the thing was great. I thought I said it was fantastic. And I wasn't giving any guy more credit than the other. And then, of course, a friend of my wife's calls up. Oh, how you doing, Daisy? Hi, Phil. Are you watching the debate? Yes, I am. And what do you think? Well, I think it's actually pretty evenly matched. I think it's going well. I think Bush is kicking his butt. I said, are you watching the same debate I'm watching? Nobody's kicking anybody's butt. I didn't say that. I'm thinking that. I'm saying, oh, yeah, that's great. Here's Maria. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, he's kicking his butt so much he took a break from the debate to call and talk to my wife. Get back to the TV set. Phil Hendry Show.